Okay, so Rizomatica is an organization that isn't really an organization. It's a loosely formed group of people that hasn't quite fully defined itself yet, that came together around the idea of doing something about the problem of lack of access to telephony services. And currently has two main tracks of work that we do. One of them is technical, in that we are supporting the process of developing open source solutions for communications, and in some way participating in processes and discussions about the need for that and how we might see it develop. And the other one is advocacy, which is not, it's sort of fallen off the bottom of the screen there, is the advocacy work for freedom of access to spectrum and to resources, and to also some advocacy work on the legal questions of being a service provider or a community network operator, because those things are often not terribly clear. One of the things that Rizomatica started doing in Oaxaca, in the state of Oaxaca in Mexico, was that they started up this Telecomunicaciones Indígenas Comunitarias, or Indigenous Community Telecommunications Group. The AC is the Spanish acronym for Asociación Civil. It's a non-profit group. And TIC currently operates community-run and owned cellular, we call them networks, they're possibly not really networks because they're usually just one tower in a community, but the idea is there is that we facilitate people being able to use the phones that they already own in their communities, where the mainstream or main operators had no interest in supplying service because it wasn't really an economically viable for them. And TIC operates as a social organization in that they have nothing happens unless the communities are in agreement with it. It's not something that is imposed from outside. It's something that's very much run by them. They make the decisions about, they as in the community, local government and administration infrastructure takes decisions about how the networks will be run. It's not, TIC is not a mobile operator that supplies service to the communities. The community run their own networks. So a little bit of timeline. I'm going to start a little bit quicker, I think. We began because there was some developments in the technology that allowed mobile GSM stations to be much cheaper by orders of magnitude than they ever were before, and went from there to being able to actually do something useful with the help of various people and all kinds of different things going on. You can see it was a number of years before, from maybe 2011, a little bit pre-2011 to 2013. And 2014-15 got some funding and expanded it out a little bit, and is currently in the process of rolling out many more networks in through TIC in Oaxaca, and also working with other groups in Colombia and Brazil, and possibly Africa. So some of the regulatory innovation that's happened through Rizomatica's work is that we kind of were responsible for the creation of the concept of a rural or social use spectrum allocation that didn't really exist before, until the Mexican community or the Mexican Communications Regulation Authority granted the social use license to TIC, which is a non-profit mobile phone network. That concept didn't really exist anywhere else, as far as I'm aware. Also, the delegation of managing the spectrum to the community. And this specific targeting of underserved regions was something that hasn't really been looked at before in the industry. I'm just going to skip, I think. So some of the other things we're looking at is, as I mentioned before, this picture actually is kind of a little bit of the old and the new, just to give you an idea maybe of what, in before we installed the mobile antenna and the box there on the tower, this was the way that you would communicate to people in the community. If you had a message for somebody, you could go to the local cabin and pick up the microphone and shout out. Or if somebody would call in on the very expensive satellite phones that people had, they would shout out the calls on these things and the people would have to come down to the center of the town. So now they can just use phones in the houses. And you know, we use this open source stack that's developed here in Germany, and it really needs, this is just a little bit about what are the challenges. We have some challenges in that really needs more contributions and more work. And we also have a lot of problems with actually getting communication in and out of the communities due to geographical constraints, social problems like, you know, theft of equipment that you might install in some remote place on top of a mountain or something like that. Are just simply the impossibility of reliable electricity power, or just, you know, economic challenges. So I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope to talk to people later if you have specific questions. And thanks.